The Ottoman rule in Palestine, that was to last some 400 years, began with the capture of Jerusalem and the surrounding area by Sultan Selim in 1514. As in other Ottoman provinces, this period would ensure peace and stability in Palestine and permit the different faiths to live side by side. As in all Islamic states, Ottoman sultans treated the non-Muslims in the regions they captured with justice. According to Quranic moral values, God had entrusted the inhabitants of those countries to them. A just ruler had a responsibility to protect them and not to permit them to be oppressed by anyone else. The Ottoman Empire was administered under what is known as the millet system, the basic characteristic that allowed people of different faiths to live according to their own beliefs and even legal systems. Christians and Jews, described as the people of the book in the Quran, enjoyed toleration, security, and freedom in Ottoman lands. There was no friction between churches, synagogues, and mosques. The sultans recognized that places of worship in Palestine were sacred in the eyes of the three revealed religions, and as a sign of their respect and affection for the people under their protection, they had the words, "There is no deity but God, and Abraham is his friend," inscribed over the entrance at the Damascus Gate in Jerusalem. The inscription bore the name of a prophet who was common to all three faiths, revealing the Ottoman toleration. This is important in that time, as in all others, in terms of emphasizing the points that the three revealed religions have in common. Although the Ottoman Empire was an Islamic state ruled by Muslims, it had no intention of forcing anyone to convert to Islam. On the contrary, the Ottoman state aimed to provide security and peace for non-Muslims and to rule them with justice in such a way that they would be content with Islamic rule. In contrast, other great powers around the world at the same time had a much cruder, oppressive, and intolerant conception of administration. In many European countries, Jews were oppressed just for being Jews. Christians were even unable to tolerate one another. Conflict between Catholics and Protestants throughout the 16th and 17th centuries turned Europe into a lake of blood. The fact that Ottoman rule was exceedingly humane is highly significant. The source of that humanity was, of course, the moral values of the Quran. Regardless what their faith may be, Muslims have a duty to be tolerant towards others, to forgive, and to behave justly and humanely. The responsibility placed upon the faithful is to call people to God's religion with gentleness, peace, and tolerance. The decision whether or not to go along with these truths, whether or not to have faith, lies with the other party. It is incompatible with Quran to force someone to have faith or to seek to impose certain things by the use of force. God has revealed this in the Quran. There is no compulsion where the religion is concerned. Right guidance has become clearly distinct from error. Anyone who rejects false deities and believes in God has grasped the firmest handhold, which will never give way. God is all-hearing, all-knowing. The population of Jerusalem was around 43,000 in the final days of the Ottoman Empire. Half of these were Muslims and Arabs, One-third were Jews, and the rest Christians belonging to various nations. Huge advances were made in the city during the reign of the Ottoman Sultan Solomon the Magnificent. The new ramparts, seminaries, and almshouses were constructed. This further increased the historic importance of Jerusalem.